Hey, this is Bobby Holland with Bipper Media, and you are listening to SEO Secrets.
Continuing on from City Pages is blog posts, okay? You heard me already mention the very specific use case, the way that we're using AI for content production. It also follows through to the blog posts that we are publishing for our clients. Okay, so the value of blog posts is it really gets to the consistency factor, right? City Pages gets to the proximity factor of Google search. Blog posts speak to the consistency factor, okay? And what that means is, let me just give you two kind of scenarios and hopefully it makes sense. Let's say you have two personal injury law firms in Atlanta, right? One law firm on their website, they wrote a blog post like in 2004. It's the only one they ever wrote, and it's the only one published on their site. They wrote one blog post, it was in 2004. It was an amazing blog post, but they've only done one and they haven't done one since, okay? Law firm number two has a website. They have a blog, but on their blog, they're publishing consistent content on a regular, consistent basis, right? Even if it's just one blog post a month, they are publishing one blog post each and every month, and they don't miss a beat, okay? Which one would you think, knowing the consistency factor, which law firm would you think actually has more favor in Google search, right? It would be the law firm that's publishing the consistent blog posts, right? And it doesn't even have to be like, you know, the objective isn't to like win a Pulitzer Prize in literature and these amazing blog posts. Like, you know, consistency in Google search is a superpower, so to speak. It gives any website that is publishing content on a regular basis, it gives them a substantial leverage. And the reason being is Google's algorithm looks at all the sites and it looks at the pace of new content production, and the sites that are publishing on a consistent basis, Google just automatically gives them more relevance and more prominence in search, because they are, the way Google sees it, is you're constantly producing new, fresh content. Okay, and that is the consistency factor, and that's where blog posts are a very powerful way to achieve that. And then, you know, I've already talked about the AI power of content, the very specific way that we're using AI to produce content for our clients. Okay, with AI, we're able to produce, I mentioned already, but data-rich content and content that our team, So let me describe this a little bit further. So you might be thinking that we just have this AI tool and we take our clients and we just, the AI platform spits out this content and then it gets published to your site. That is not what happens. So again, the use case that we have, we will produce based on our client, their topics, their products, their services. Our AI platform will produce the content, but then it goes to our content team, right? Our content team now takes that AI produced content, and our team will now refine it and customize it and integrate keywords, integrate H1, H2 tags, integrate outbound links, integrate calls to action, right? So the AI platform will publish the content, and then our team actually takes it and refines it and customizes it for our client, okay? That is how we approach not only blog post production, but also city page production and web page production. Any kind of content that we're producing with our AI tools, it's always a hybrid approach, right? And that's really the best way to describe it. It's a hybrid approach. The AI is producing the content, that's coming to our team, who's then refining and customizing the content, looking it over, making the tweaks, making adjustments, optimizing it, and then finally publishing it to our client's site, okay? So I know I covered a lot here. Let me see if I can just quickly go back through an overview. talked about who we are, the types of clients that we work with. They're literally all over the world. The prioritization of SEO. We start with step one. We start with your SEO authority score. Again, go to our website, bippermedia.com, enter your website URL. You can see what your score is right now. Okay. Once we got you at that much higher level, we move on and we look at local SEO for our local businesses, which is the majority of our clients. We look at your Google Map listing, your Google My Business listing and Google Maps. We look at the structure, we get it all structured, we build high authority citations, we're building authority for your business in Google Maps. Moving on from there, city pages are just a force multiplier to the growth of our clients' businesses, okay? And city pages, the power of the city page is that it leverages Google's proximity factor. It's a way for your business to be found in surrounding geographic areas, surrounding cities, and surrounding markets. Let me give you like an extreme example of a city page. We have a criminal defense lawyer in Savannah, Georgia, okay? The criminal defense lawyer told us when we were talking about city pages one day, he said that and forgive me if there's any criminal defense lawyers watching this, I might be getting terminology wrong, but I believe he said the municipal court in Savannah is where he gets a lot of his business from, and it's like driving, like, you know, a teenager or something got a ticket, so they're sitting in the municipal court, and the parents or somebody's in there with them, and they're searching for a lawyer to help them, right, because they're about to stand in front of the judge or whatever. So a city page, we actually built, like, you can actually call it a municipal court page. We actually built city pages for the specific courthouses in Savannah, Georgia. And the page, following city page format, the page was all about the courthouse. We referenced major cases that we were able to find in that courthouse, added it to a site, optimized it for that specific, the municipal court, and the types of cases that go through there. And it's just been a game changer for him. Now, if you're there in the court, in the municipal court, and you search for a lawyer in Savannah, his page, it just dominates search. And he's not, I don't want to say he's getting every single call. What I'm saying is his page is now competing at the top of Google search for those very specific markets. So that's just an example of the flexibility that we have with city pages. From a very specific location like your municipal courthouse all the way to surrounding cities, you know, surrounding Metro Atlanta, for example. City pages are powerful. Then from there, we talked about blog posts. Blog posts, the most powerful piece, these being published on your site, is it leverages Google's consistency factor of content production. Okay, and I went into more detail on how the very specific way that we are leveraging AI-powered content that really goes across our blog posts, our city pages, web pages, a lot of different ways that we're using the AI content. So that is the overview of Bipper Media. Thank you so much for joining this live webinar. If this is on your computer and you got your phone, scan that QR code. Otherwise, go to bippermedia.com, look at the very top, click the schedule a call button. You see Ashley, you see Abigail here. Schedule a call, and we would love to talk to you, answer your questions, reach out to us, and we can't wait to hear from you. And thanks so much for joining the webinar, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to this episode of SEO Secrets.